Greetings, my friend. This is the brain of TV's Pinky in the Brain. And you are listening to the Nerdcast. But what you're really listening to are subliminal messages saying, I will obey brain. I will obey brain. I will obey brain. I will obey brain. Yes!
We're live.
We're live! Woo!
We're live. Really?
Live. Erin's drawing all of herself already.
Yes, I am.
Didn't take much time.
Just keep markers away from her.
Yes. All right, so it's live with Project Nerds, the Nerdcast season finale. We just sent out the link. We're literally right at starting time, maybe a couple minutes behind. So here was the trick. Here was the thing. I want to open it. Y'all introduce yourselves. And then say a number of how many people you think are going to go here. Because we did, my fault, my mistake, we did not advertise a whole lot to our Nerdcast listeners that we'd be doing this live. We tried to advertise via social media, which if anybody else has used Facebook to try to spread the word for anything as of late, good luck. So even though we have on average about 2,500 amazing listeners per episode, y'all probably won't be hearing us till Friday, but we're hoping to get how many? Live with us tonight on Monday for our first ever video live podcast. So let's go down the row. Mr. Adam, we'll start with you.
Well, hello. I'm Adam. And you've never clarified my question as to whether or not we're talking about live at one time or joining us at one time or joining us all together throughout the evening. Right.
Are we talking cumulative or are we talking peak?
I'm talking peak. Let's go with peak since it's got a viewers down there. I'm sure it's going to share peak.
If we're talking peak, I'm going to go with, I said 8 earlier, I'm thinking 9. I'm going to go with 9. 9 peak. With a total closer to 20.
All right, Bob.
I went back and looked and kind of see who's all kind of liked this the live podcast, and I think there were like 15, so hey, I'm going with 15.
All right, I like your style, Bob. More optimistic than Adam here.
Yeah.
We have two people in here already, so. Erin, how many people are going to join us tonight?
7.
Whatever. We're moving on to Tyler. I'm not even giving you time.
So I have a confession to make before I make my prediction.
Tyler's one of the two.
I'm definitely one of the two right now. Just
three.
I wanted to see what it looked like. So on my other monitor, I'm definitely watching us about a couple minutes behind on mute. But I'm going to go with, not counting myself, so right now we're at 2, I'm going to go with peaking at 9.
No, oh, what?
But the cumulative will be much higher, but I'm going 9 as the peak.
Okay.
$1, Bob.
Well, welcome to our first ever live viewers, the video podcast. Of course, there is a comment section down the side here. Tyler is the one who's also watching, so he can tell us exactly how it looks.
I'm not watching anymore, so.
Oh, I see how it is.
I don't want to taint the results. I don't want to taint the total.
Anyways, so it is. There is a comment section to interact with us. We definitely want to hear your feedback. Don't make fun of. Well, you can make fun of certain ones of us, but be like particular. No.
Yes.
Fun of.
And of course, join in on the conversation for our live podcast. We normally do record on Monday night, so
I wonder how many times we can say live in 60 minutes.
Can we get a counter like South Park at the shit counter up at the top?
I think
of the
we
screen?
Need one, probably, yeah.
So,
how there's many times a live? Spider on my wall.
There's the okay. Are you sure Erin didn't draw it on there?
Nope, he's dead now.
All right, so what should we open with? Should we go straight to our mystery box that we got?
Ooh.
What is in the mystery box?
What's in the box?
Are going to open with our segment presented by, let me get it out, Geek Fuel, everybody.
Yay.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, you like that?
That was exciting.
Okay.
Keep,
I mean, it was really
open the box.
So, you know, if you're not talking and no one can see you moving it around there.
I know. That's why I'm keep showing it around.
Actually, we're really going to hammer this home.
Actually, it's good because you're covering your face, Iggy.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Thank you. Geek Fuel sent us a mystery box. If you haven't seen on the website, we do have banners to head over to Geek Fuel. So you can go to geekfuel.com/projectnerd to pre-order your next month's mystery box, and for a limited time, pre-order through that link, which was /Project Nerd, and you get a special bonus gift. But Geek Fuel sent us their June box for us to unbox on air for all, zero viewers right now.
Tyler, better get back on here.
Can we all log on to a separate screen so we can skew the numbers a little bit to make it look a little bit better than what it is right now?
I can't do that.
Can't do that?
Let's just have fun. Who cares?
All right. So the Geek Fuel mystery box, let's open it up. I didn't sneak too much of a peek, but right at the top was, of course, the Geek Fuel magazine, which highlighted this month's big movie release. Bob, where are we at on the box office after 2 weeks with Jurassic World?
Not even 2 weeks. 10 days, it hit $400 million.
Good. Domestically.
Domestically. Yeah. And today it hit 1 billion.
Already? Worldwide?
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Good.
Worldwide.
10 days. Yeah. $1 billion.
Wow. Yeah, so it didn't sound like it was going to make it yesterday, but Universal kind of under predicted, but they did beat Avengers second week of $103 million. They ended up hitting about 104.6.
They also, and I haven't looked at the numbers yet, they beat Inside Out's opening weekend by about $16 million.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, has Pixar ever opened a movie that wasn't number one at the box office?
Never.
No, they haven't. This is the first time.
This is the first time. And both, I mean, it was like neither movie didn't even worry about the other one. I mean, both did so well.
I just read Bob's underscore there on his overlay. It says he survived Jurassic World, so... I should read your guys' stuff, too. But anyways, in the Geek Fuel box, of course, they have their Geek Fuel magazine, which highlights Jurassic World. But something I want to highlight is The Witcher 3, which Tyler is, I think the word proper word is genuinely obsessed with at this point.
Addicted?
Addicted. Any of those terms.
It's gone past addiction. I am inhabiting the
Here's
character.
Here's the question. How many hours did you play today?
I had to run errands today, so, so I mean, I was playing only, right. I was riding
4 hours.
I was playing right up until airtime. But yes.
I was wondering why you weren't speaking in our Facebook conversation, but that makes sense now.
Tyler, they're going to make a Lifetime movie about your addiction.
I mean, it's
is that the one Will
amazing.
Ferrell starring in? That's,
yeah,
I think so.
That was this weekend. I saw it. Oh my
oh, did
God.
It? Did it really? Like, I didn't know anything.
It was
about
real.
We'll talk about it later. Real. We'll talk about it later, though. We need to point out that Michael's review of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is in this month's Geek Fuel magazine. So, of course, you can check that out, or you can even go to Project Nerd to read the review. It was our first since Brandon, our game admin, set up a new scoring system for gaming reviews. It was the first review to have a perfect 10. So pretty cool. Yeah. Retro Video Game Magazine, which this is a bonus. It's in. We've gotten a few Geek Fuel boxes before, and Special Issue Zero, which I don't know. This looks different than. I don't know what other issue we have, then I'll have to check it out in that Geek Fuel box over there. All right, so are we ready for the good stuff? The insides of this?
Always
so this,
ready.
This gentleman, I do apologize, this first month's shirt size is large, so that limits who gets it. You know, when you're sending out the emails, you get a little bit more control over stuff, I guess. But
yeah.
Anyways,
whatever.
Red Ranger Magnet.
Ooh.
For the fridge. Red Ranger. He's going to be at, isn't the original Red Ranger going to be at Kansas City Comic Con? Or am I mistaken on that?
I think so.
I think so. Cool. So we'll be there soon. Pretty clever bookmark. Finish it.
I get it.
And,
there we go.
And they're sitting and reading, too, so...
Yeah, I like that.
There you go. Downloadable game code and keychain.
What?
Geek Fuel exclusive. So for what game? Oh, Silly Win the Game? Super Win the Game. Oh, wow, so retro silly parody.
You maybe should have prepped for this a little bit, I feel like. Maybe open it beforehand.
It's a mystery box, dude. That's what you're supposed
yeah,
to
do. Yeah, a mystery for the people watching. I feel like you could have prepped a little bit.
Fine. I'm moving faster. So we do have some ooze, some mutant ooze. I'm pretty excited for this.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Ooze.
Ingredients include water.
Can't imagine what you're going to do with that.
Alcohol.
He's going to try to mutate one of his pets.
Yeah, my dogs can definitely mutate it. And of course, with Jurassic Park being out, only appropriate.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Now, Tyler still doesn't believe it, but we've had this conversation before. I actually read both these books.
Yeah.
False.
No, not false. I have read both of them shortly after I saw the first Jurassic Park movie. So
you forgot it? Like, because it's been, like, over 10 years?
No.
Watching Jurassic Park with the closed caption on is not the same.
Anyways, so you do get a shirt in every month's mystery box for Geek Fuel. So they included shirt. You select your size ahead of time and everything. And this month's shirt is. Can everybody see it? Okay.
Not really. No.
Not really.
No. All right. I'm gonna need a description.
It's a Vitruvian man, but I can't tell what it actually is.
But it's an alien.
Okay.
Vitruvian alien?
You were close there, Tyler.
Well, I mean, it's obviously a take on the Vitruvian man. I'm just trying to see what the
actual thing was. It is, but it's got an alien going there. It's a...
Like, is it a specific kind of alien? Or?
Well, I mean, aliens are aliens. Xenomorph?
Like a xenomorph?
No, it's not a xenomorph. I'll give you a little clue to what it's related to, though. The truth is out there.
So it's maybe an X-Files?
Yes.
Very, X-Files alien?
It's very X-Files looking, for sure. I'm assuming to go with the news that the X-Files is coming back.
Yep, and they're filming it right now.
Yeah, so Geek Fuel, very on point this month with Jurassic World, X-Files, and then, of course, Project Nerd review of The Witcher, which I think that'll be on point every month for Tyler for the next year, maybe longer.
I think I'm probably around the halfway point now. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Arkham Knight comes out tomorrow, so I'm curious how Tyler's going to spend his time.
I will probably have to wait on Arkham Knight. Until
Tyler's going to lose his job because he's going to be playing both of those games too much. So, anyways,
You think this is bad? Let's see if I can keep my job during the holiday season when Fallout 4 comes out. That would be the real test.
I'm going to go with no.
To wrap, it's Geek Fuel's June Mystery Box. Again, you can go to geekfuel.com/projectnerd to pick up your mystery box with a bonus gift. This was a pretty good box. I liked it, and I get to keep it. So you guys can start fighting over who gets next month's box. And, of course, starting right now, monthly, we will be doing a Geek Fuel segment on every video podcast to unwrap, I guess. I don't know. To open up our mystery box.
Unbox is the correct
term. To unbox. There you go.
It's an unboxing, yeah.
All right, so we've got a few viewers
and next time,
in here again.
And next time Iggy might like look through it before we start too, so it doesn't...
Well, yeah, it's not me next time. It goes to one of y'all next time.
Okay. Dibs.
Dibs, who called it already? Kick all shotgun until you see the car, but no.
I can see multiple Geek Fuel boxes, so I feel like I did a good job.
All right. So that was our first free one. Partnered one, because we are definitely promoting it. I think Erin's going to be unboxing videos and when she starts vlogging again. I don't know. She's too busy drawing on her face.
Yeah, I'm kind of having fun with that.
Having fun with that?
Have you guys tried it?
Tried doing what all the cool kids are doing?
You can give yourself mustaches and beards. Oh.
I'm covered. And
we're all so basically you're doing electronic cosplay.
Yep.
There you go. We don't really need to draw beards on ourselves. That's the one thing.
No.
You can, if you wanted.
This guy right here.
Maybe you want to experiment with different colors.
I will point out the link I just shared, the link to YouTube, which Facebook typically hates, has had a better reach on our Facebook fan page than the pictures we shared to promote this same video earlier today. So hopefully we'll get some more viewers in here. Special shout out to, it's going to ruin the fact that we're reaching people not associated with Project Nerd, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Special shout out to our CBG Dark Lord, Mr. Gallo, on there.
Hey.
Checking us out. I don't know
hey,
if...
Gallo.
What up, Gallo?
Does he have access to the chat screen or something? I may have to check it out to see if you have access to the chat screen.
Well, don't know. Couldn't tell you. Tyler can figure it out, though. Don't worry.
Yeah.
There's a chat screen.
There's a chat screen. Somebody posted something, but it's not showing up on our chat because our group chat is different. Uh-oh.
It was Noah, and he says, "Hi, guys, and Aaron, doing good." Hi, Noah. How are you?
Hi, Noah.
I will I have to mute it and just keep an eye on that conversation. But we will address your comments if you have any, so please reach out to us. We definitely want to talk to you. We love you people. Please come see us. We're desperate and alone. No, okay, anyways. All right, guys, so typical fashion, we talked a little bit about it. We hinted at Jurassic World, though, so breaking the $1 billion mark.
Yeah.
That's averaging $100 million a day.
Yeah. That's
worldwide. That's, I mean, that's a ridiculous number.
Mm-hmm. That's a little bit dumb, and like as in crazy dumb. I don't know.
People like dinosaurs, Ziggy. Get over it.
They do.
Yeah, really.
I think people forget how big a deal the original Jurassic Park was, and like, and this is also the perfect. I mean, like they hit the sweet spot. Like a lot of times when you do that nostalgic reboot or something like that, it doesn't hit the right spot. Like when they tried to do it with some of the, like, you know, obviously Ninja Turtles or Transformers, but I mean, I was 10 when Jurassic Park came out, and now I'm, you know, 31, and this one's coming out. It's, I mean, it's perfect. You know,
I was like waiting to see
that 20-year window was worked out well for them. So,
yeah, I was waiting to see what age Tyler was gonna go with. I was like 5 when it first came out. Now I'm like 15, 18. I'm going on 18.
Did you see it at the theater? Did you see it at the theater?
Who, the original one? Who? All of us? I did.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
I vividly remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my friends and I worked extra jobs that summer so that we could go out and get buy more movie tickets and go watch the movie more frequently. Like, I was mowing lawns. I was going crazy.
Mowing lawns for Jurassic Park. I vividly remember seeing it. And it's funny because I talked to my mom about the Jurassic World this weekend, and she's like, I've never seen the first one. I'm like, Mom, we owned it. We watched it routinely when I was a child, and we saw it in theaters. I remember this vividly. She's like, I don't remember it. It's like, all right. I'm like, that's not a movie you typically forget, but oh well.
You wouldn't think so. Yeah, that dollar amount still just blows my mind.
And it's still gonna be growing, because I mean, what, the only movie that comes out this week is Ted 2.
Yeah, it should do all right, but yeah, probably not enough to shut down.
It's still going to win. Yeah.
Well, it only needs what, like 40 something million domestically to become the highest grossing movie this year in the U.S. to pass Ultron. So,
yeah. And
it needs to make less than half of what it made over the weekend in the rest of its run to become the highest grossing movie so far for the year.
I don't know. Are we going to take an over under on that?
Oh, it's happening.
Not even going to touch that one. Now, hey, next
Tyler,
week...
Hold on, Tyler. If you're listening to our podcast, can you mute it, though, so I don't keep hearing myself? Is it somebody somebody listening to it? Because I'm hearing us, like, on a delayed echo. No? Okay, I'm crazy. Anyways, go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
But next week, we got Terminator Genesis and Magic Mike XXL. The interesting thing about Terminator is finally, yesterday, they finally posted an ad that said that the rating on it was PG-13. They were kind of ho-humming about PG-13, and they finally went with the PG-13 on it. They really held out on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that can't be good.
Well, I mean, a lot of people were like really hoping it was going to be an R-rated, just like T2, just like the original. But you know, when people see PG-13 like Expendables 3, you know, it's kind of a turnoff. I mean, you want to see that action, you want to remember, you know, all the fun you had watching all that blood gore in T2.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big turnoff to people who are obviously fans of the franchise, but at the same time, like, statistically speaking, if it was rated R, it would make less money than what it can make rated PG-13. True.
But my concern is not the rating, it's necessarily the timing of it. Like, if you're going to make a PG-13 movie, make a PG-13 movie and film a PG-13 movie. You don't film a movie and then cut a bunch of stuff to make it PG-13.
Well, you do that because then you can release the director's cut on home video. But yeah. I mean, you guys are getting a little too worried here. I really remember the awesomeness that was T3 and Terminator 4, and those were both PG-13. No reaction to the sarcasm. Okay, it went quiet there for a second. anyways, Go on without me. Go on without me.
I like Terminator Salvation. I'll stand by that.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I mean, this one looks really interesting. A lot of interesting plot twists that they're already showing in the previews. I think it's gonna do well. I really do. But I think I'm a little disappointed that it's not gonna be a little bit more.
I'm curious what actually the plot point is of the new one, because with the spoilers, I mean, or with the stuff that's been revealed in the trailer, like, what the hell are the Terminator? I mean, what's the point of the movie now? Is it to not save John Connor? Like, I don't understand. Like, if he's the villain now, what's the premise of? Did we spend four movies saving John Connor, only in the fifth one to go everything in our power to then kill John Connor?
I don't know. I mean, even in the preview, I think they made the comment that John Connor is the T-5000 or something like that. I don't know.
They don't know either, which is concerning, I think.
Plot twist, everybody. Plot twist. Don't worry, they're keeping it as a big surprise for when the movie comes out in a couple weeks, though. No.
Was that sarcasm, too?
Gosh, man.
He's trying. He's trying real hard tonight.
I have a couch right over here. I might just go lay down and let you.
I mean, if you just want to take a break. And...
Okay, wow.
we'll soldier on. We'll soldier on without
anyways,
you.
Anyways, need to change my overlay to the not fearless leader, I guess. I don't know. So, Jurassic World, I don't know. I don't see Terminator beating it, too. I think Jurassic World can easily hold number one for two more weeks.
I do. I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't think there's one movie that's going to come out this year that has a chance of knocking it off. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
And it's Star Wars. Like, I don't. The numbers it's putting up are obscene. There's not another movie that's on the docket for 2015 that's going to touch anything it's done.
Agreed. But I'm talking about, like, actually being the next number one for a weekend. Not, like,
Maybe Minions. Yeah, Minions is probably the best chance because Minions is in 2 weeks, and then
you're about a month out.
Minions doesn't by July 17th is Ant-Man, and at that point, even if Ant-Man's not a huge success, I think Jurassic World will have faded enough for Ant-Man.
I think so. Minions will take it.
You know what's amazing is Universal has had one hell of a year. I mean, they had 50 Shades of Grey, Furious 7. Jurassic World, they got Ted 2 coming up, they got Minions, and those last two are definitely going to hit over 100, possibly even 200 million.
Oh, for sure, easy.
Yeah.
Total or on a weekend?
Total.
Oh, I think total.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, Minions easily breaks 200 million. I think the success of Ted, I don't know, like the McFarlane thing's not as big there, A Million Ways to Die in the West was pretty successful, and it was very funny, and then I think going off the success of the first Ted, I think Ted 2 could definitely have a good release as well.
Yeah, there hasn't been a good adult raunchy comedy this summer so far, so I think it's going to do well.
You mentioned 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't know if how many people will
raunchy comedy.
It.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right.
The raunchy comedy, I think, to beat will be, and I don't know how well it'll do. No, well, that one or the train wreck, the Amy Schumer one.
Yeah.
That one looks like it could do well.
I hope for Vacation. I want that to be good.
That looks like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. All
right, so movies. Somebody else is going to say something. What's up? Am I moving away from movies too quickly?
Not for me.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. So we recorded last week. The episode didn't air till pretty much the end of E3, but we recorded fairly early in it. So I didn't know if there was anything we wanted to revisit for E3. Did Tyler pull away from Witcher 3 long enough to see what else was coming out or anything exciting? I don't know, Aaron, any games involving pirate hats and stuff?
Arr.
No, I just like this Google Hangout thing. The pirate hats.
I think to me the kind of the big thing that shocked me was the backwards compatibility for Xbox One. And the reason it kind of shocks me is they promoted old games, which I'm okay with, but this is the kind of the big bash for developers and creators and people to really throw out what's happening with the new systems. And Xbox's answer was, what's happening with our new systems is you can play your old games that you really liked instead of the new games that we're coming out with that you're not really excited about. At least
it's
that's
a big
what
step backwards.
Right, that's what it seems like to me. Now I would love PlayStation to get backwards compatibility, but it's not something I'm needing. I have my PS3 still hooked up. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the win that they're making it out to be, I guess.
Are you sure? Because it could have seemed like a great strategy, because the announcements they did have for new games were all deep into series. You're talking Gears of War, you're talking Halo, these ones that have plenty of titles out there, even the ones that I'm surprised they didn't spend any time on, because they were rumored to have that, or not even rumored, they have that time exclusive on the next Tomb Raider title, all have titles, you know, that were on the 360, that why not build up playing these while you're, you know, getting ready for your other games? So I could see it as a good strategy point.
I think the only reason it was done, and I mean, it's very clear, was to sell more Xbox Ones. And to get people to get rid of their Xbox 360 and buy an Xbox One, because at the beginning, Xbox One vastly... Yeah, I can hear myself now, too. You're not being crazy, Iggy. Someone's listening to YouTube in the background. Or has speakers on. Anyway, I lost my train of thought when I was hearing myself, but Xbox One early on vastly outpaced PS4, and then within, 6 months or so, it totally reversed, and now PS4 sells more units, sells like 2 or 3 units for every Xbox One that goes out, and Microsoft had to do something big to reverse that. And I don't see PS4 going backwards compatible until they have to, because there's no reason to. They're selling plenty of consoles as it is, so.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, like I said, it struck me as the best thing about the Xbox One is it plays 360 games. That's not, you know, it doesn't seem like that's what you want to say. Now, I mean, that's cool. To kind of counter what you said, Iggy, what I would do instead of saying play your 360 games on your Xbox One is play this HD remastered Gears of War compilation with all 3 games on one disc. You buy it for your Xbox One, you play it on there with enhanced graphics and stuff like that. To me, that's a step forward as opposed to a step back while still trying to take advantage of those new titles coming out.
Yeah, but last time Xbox tried to do that, we got the Master Chief Edition, and that didn't pan out real well.
Yeah,
really. I don't know.
I guess that's true.
I'm excited for this Gears of War one, though.
I will tell you that the Rare release really has me excited. So Rare Studios, who did GoldenEye and Perfect Dark and Conker's Bad Fur Day and a lot of these older games, or games for older systems.
Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, they announced a $30 for 30 game disc that's going to be exclusive to Xbox One because Microsoft now owns Rare Studios, and it actually had me considering purchasing an Xbox One just so I could play Conker's Bad Fur Day again. And looking at Conker's Bad Fur Day for Nintendo 64 on eBay or something like that, it's almost cheaper to do it that way. So.
Yeah, and you'll get all of, the Ratchet and Clanks and both Perfect Darks, so that's worth it, I think.
Yeah.
So Conker's Bad Fur Day is where it's at.
Oh, man, that game's so much fun. And I'm hoping, I don't know, I didn't hear anything about it doing online gameplay or anything like that, but that would be absolutely fantastic to be able to play that and, like, Perfect Dark levels against your friends online. Yeah, I want that to happen.
A Perfect Dark was a launch title for the Xbox 360, I remember. And it was kind of a... meh. Yeah, Perfect Dark Zero, I feel like.
Perfect Dark Zero was, yeah.
Okay.
The original Perfect Dark was for a 64,
but it was one in the series that we were excited for, because the one on 64 was awesome, but that one was a little bit of a dud.
It was one of the first ones you needed the expansion piece for to play on the 64.
For sure.
I played a lot of Perfect Dark.
Adam's got some company there.
Yeah, guys, this is my cat.
He's chilling.
Move on now, yeah.
Just wants to be a part of the show. So, well, cool. Yeah, I think many people see it as a big win, but I can see looking back at it, is it a question of were they hiding? I don't want to say hiding anything, but covering up a lack of great slate of titles, and and something for their strategy was the Xbox announcement last week at E3. Of course, you can head over to Project Nerd and check out, because it's right back behind my shoulder, that's why I pointed. Check out the...
He does this every week, actually. It's just never on video, so nobody knows that he makes weird hand gestures.
Yeah, I know. I talk with my hands. But anyways, you can check out a lot of our E3 coverage, so exciting, exciting. Right, so...
Batman.
What else?
So, oh, Adam, are you getting Batman?
I am getting Batman, yes.
I'm getting Batman, too. Yes, I'm getting a game.
You're getting Batman Returns?
No, Batman and Robin.
Oh, Batman also. Yeah, Bob, are you going to play the game?
No, I'm just going to let it sit here and watch it. Just look at the box. Of course I'm going to play the game.
I don't know. I mean, you might be buying the collector's edition just to get the collector's.
I thought they canceled the collector's edition.
They did. The Batmobile one. But isn't there another one that they're releasing?
There is a collector's edition, but if you didn't pre-order it, then I doubt you'll get it. So it's
your SOL.
Yep.
What about, is there a hardened edition or whatever they call them now?
No. There is a console coming out, though. There's a PS4 console that you can buy released today that's gray.
Looks with so good.
Silhouette on it and a gray controller. I showed one of them to Adam the other day. It's pretty cool.
It's beautiful.
I was also tempted with that.
Yeah.
What's your wife?
Yeah, so I'm excited for that game. I think it's going to be real good. We're moving back to Rocksteady Studios doing it after kind of the kerfluffle that was Batman Arkham Origins. So
kerfluffle?
Yeah, it's a big word. You can look it up. I'll send you a link to it, Bob.
Okay, can I use that in Scrabble?
I don't think so, no. It's too many letters. You need a lot of help.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So that'll be a fun game. Iggy, I know you won't be buying it, right?
Not on release, at least. I have played some of the other Batman games, thank you very much. The Arkham games.
That's true. They're good. They're very, very good.
Adam, you were playing, which one was it that you were playing at my place before you even picked it up?
City, I think. Asylum. No, Arkham Asylum.
Was it the first? No, it wasn't Asylum, was it? It had to be City.
I guess City.
What is going on? Asylum was the first one, and I think
Asylum was the first one. City, Origins, and now Night.
See, I played Asylum, yeah.
Yeah, I have. I got Asylum. I feel like... Actually, I got them right here, so I can tell you. Okay, kidding, guys. I don't own them anymore. I think I sold them.
The first two were fantastic. I mean, I remember playing the first one when it came out nonstop. Second one, I don't think I ever finished. The third one, though, was glitchy as hell. Origins was so upsetting.
Third one was very bad. Well, it was just it came out too quick. It seemed like just a reskin of Arkham City. Like, it used the same maps, just different things in different places. So it was like, all right, it really didn't seem like they tried too hard. But this one is supposed to be all new. You can drive the Batmobile. They added lots of new things. I'm excited.
Aaron, what do you got going on your screen? Why don't you talk for a little bit so we can see here?
There's a randomize button on the effects feature of Google Hangouts, and I can push this little button, and every time it happens, I change into a really cool combo, like this really cool mustache that I didn't know existed. So...
Yeah. Aaron's like the we're like the news team, and Aaron's the one we'll go out to the field. She's a brick from
Anchorman. She's our brick,
yeah. Yeah, sure. She's a brick from Anchorman. Aaron, what's the weather like out there today?
Sunny and clowny. Oh my gosh, this clown is gonna freaking be the death of me. It's so scary.
Are you afraid of clowns, there?
Pennywise.
I am afraid of clowns.
Oh Lord.
There we go. This is cool.
And that one's cool. Good. You look really hipster with that one there.
I look cool with my cool hat. How come you guys don't wear hats? I'm a little disappointed that I don't see more hats and glasses. And
I got glasses on.
I got glasses on.
Bob's got glasses on.
I have a mustache, and I have a beard, and I have glasses on. So I think I'm good. I don't need no stinking Google effects.
Sorry, I don't have glasses, and I look good in glasses, and I don't have a mustache, and clearly I look good in a mustache. So, I mean, obviously I need the Google effects to help me enhance my appearance.
I mean,
this is going to be gold when we upload it for the regular podcast right now. I'm just saying.
I won't argue that the handlebar mustache doesn't look good on anybody. However,
it looks real good.
The cat in the hat you got going there. Sounds kind of funny when you say hat. Cat in the hat.
Well, thank you.
Don't know if it really goes well with your glasses and handlebar mustache there.
Well, let me randomize it and see what happens.
She might be on her way to a rave. You never know.
I'm a pirate with a goatee, which is never a good thing. Goatees are silly.
Easy now. Come on.
I'm not Fred Durst, okay?
Quick, everyone in Halloween costume.
Were you wearing an eye patch and a monocle there at the same time?
If only.
No, there was definitely a monocle and an eye patch at the same time.
There's nothing wrong with an eye patch and a monocle at the same time.
There's got to be something more fascinating than the randomized function on Google effects that we can talk about.
No.
Yes, Tyler, take us there. Take us there, Tyler.
I don't know what that thing is. I feel like there should be something. I don't know. Speaking of reboots like Jurassic World that are making obscene amounts of money, some more and more stuff is starting to come out about the new Independence Day Resurgence, apparently is what it's going to be called. So
okay, I'm going to put it out there. They're making an Independence Day sequel or remake? I didn't even know this was happening. I didn't know this
really?
Was a thing. No!
Yeah, is everybody but Will Smith?
Everyone's on board except for Will Smith. Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman.
Vivica Fox. The president, is he?
Did Randy Quaid make it back for the sequel?
Yes, I heard he is.
Really?
But he died.
Wow, spoiler alerts. But no, I knew they were talking about it, and I knew Will Smith wanted nothing to do with it, but I didn't know it was like an actual thing that was happening now.
I mean, if the main character doesn't want anything to do with it, then you know it's shit.
Yeah. Especially if that main character is Will Smith, who made After Earth. Like,
guys now making Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I mean, Independence Day was the start of his...
Suicide Squad's going to be great.
Independence Day was the one that pushed him into where he became one of the $20 million men, where, like, after Independence Day, I mean, he was getting bank, and he was a bankable actor, but the last 4 or 5 years have not been kind to him. What was that one that he did recently with...
Focus?
Oh, my gosh, not good. But the director said, yeah, it's not great. I mean, it's got, what's her name?
Margot Robbie.
Focus. Focus.
Yeah, Focus, but Margot Robbie and him, who are both the same, I mean, it's Warner Brothers, and they're both doing Suicide Squad, but yeah, I don't think I heard a single good thing about that movie, to be honest.
I did not enjoy it. But Roland Emmerich's directing it. He said the events of the fictional 1996 has created a post-World War generation who are united against a common threat. There will be a new president. Vivica A. Fox is no longer a stripper and is working as a hospital administrator. That her son.
No longer... Why? Well, she was going to school while she was stripping, wasn't she?
I don't know. And like, that her son Dylan has grown up to be the son of the savior, Will Smith, one of the few non-returning cast members. Liam Hemsworth is going to be in it playing a new character. But yeah, there's
Liam Hemsworth is replacing Will Smith. Hemsworth is taking over Smith's character. They look pretty similar.
Hmm.
I don't think he's got the acting chops to pull off Will Smith.
No. Did anybody, speaking of Hemsworth, did anybody see that that generator where you take two images and blur them together on that one website and it creates like the your whatever baby photo or whatever the person that you'd make, and so they combined Chris Evans with Chris Pratt and it made Chris Hemsworth. dead serious. You go look at it.
I don't think it's actually possible.
Yes, no, they combine those two things.
I mean, I'm not saying that you didn't see this thing happen. I'm just saying that I don't think that that's really what you would get if you combine those two faces.
Oh, yeah. No, I get what you're saying, but it was still pretty impressive that it was like they took the two pictures and...
I think you would. I think, like, use some Photoshop. And it would.
No.
Let's do it.
So.
Tyler, don't be such a naysayer if you've never tried it before.
I understand you guys have faith, but to be fair, I don't think someone would just go on the internet and tell lies and just make something up like this, but maybe. I mean, I'm picturing Chris, you know, giant chiseled jaw, flowing locks Hemsworth, and I don't get there from Chris Pratt or Chris Evans, so.
Yeah, but you do. That's the beauty of it. You okay. do. Because Chris you... Pratt has that rugged likeness, and Chris Evans has that super, like...
Rugged likeness.
Sexy look. And then you combine the two, and you get Chris Hemsworth. It makes sense. Do it. Do a screen share. Show us. Prove us wrong or right.
Oh, he will. Don't worry.
You guys keep talking. I'm working on it.
Given the opportunity.
You need to see it.
No, well, yeah, so Liam Hemsworth, Tyler started this with speaking of movies that are, you know, reboots that are going to make a lot of money, and then went to Independence Day Resurrection? What was it? Resurgence?
Resurgence.
That I just can't imagine is going to make all of the money. I can't imagine it making any money.
It has Jeff Goldblum in it, though.
I mean, that's a step in the right direction, but...
Don't act like you're not going to go see it.
The movie doesn't need a sequel.
The only reason it made me think of it is because we were talking about seeing Jurassic Park in the theater, and I remember seeing Jurassic Park in the theater, but we talk about a movie from that era, from my like childhood, that I remember more vividly than any scene in the theater. It's Independence Day. Like, I remember sitting in the theater and watching Independence Day more vividly than probably any other movie I saw as a child.
Look at my screen, guys. Look at my screen. And tell me, Chris Pratt plus Chris Evans equals Chris Hemsworth. See?
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, no one messed with that image at all. That's totally how it happens.
Whatever, Tyler. As Aaron said, quit being a naysayer.
It's true.
It is true. She did say that.
Why you gotta quit? Why you gotta break everybody's hearts, Tyler? Breaking all our hearts.
Yes, that's what I did.
Child of those two people.
John Holloway from Worst Comic Podcast Ever wants to know, what is Adam wearing?
Oh, what are you wearing?
I've got a t-shirt on. Let me get my out of the way. There you go. I think you can see that now. Mm-hmm. Yep, there. Project Nerd shirt.
Khakis in a red polo.
Have you seen the new commercial when they have the Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin?
The Conan, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of when he...
Yeah.
I don't have TV. I'm not that hip, you guys.
Well, she's like, aww. Explain what khakis. Explain what this is. It's like a dull garment for covering up men or something like that. It's pretty funny because he's like talking. There was one a while back. Yeah, I can't remember is Allstate or State Farm, whatever.
State Farm, I think.
State Farm, yeah.
Yeah, Allstate's blue. My bad. Anyway, State Farm. So, and it, like he's calling the agent at like 3 a.m. and the wife comes downstairs like, who are you talking to at 3 a.m. And he's like, whatever. So this one's pretty much the same exact commercial, but with the Coneheads. And they're totally in character, and it's perfect, and he's on the phone, and she comes down, and she's like, who are you associating with at 3 o'clock in the morning? And he's like, whoever from State Farm.
It's Jake.
So Jake from State Farm. So she picks up, she's like, oh, Jake, then what are you wearing or something? And he's like, khakis and a red polo? Like, I don't know. It's pretty funny. It's clever. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the original.
It's good to bring them back.
I haven't seen the new one, and I do like the Coneheads.
It doesn't beat them bringing back the super fans, though. That was better.
I don't know if anything does. Yeah, I mean,
I love the super Duh Bears.
I missed that one. Was that a State Farm one also, or
they did like 2 or 3 with State Farm with the super fans and Alex Rogers, like where they're on the plane.
Oh so yeah.
That's right.
And they have the grill.
They have the seat front grills and stuff like that, and they're making brats.
That's right. Yeah.
We know who you are. You're the State Farm double check guy. Double check.
Hey, I'm excited. We got another month and a half for our next con.
Yeah, I'm not excited that it's that far away, though. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, we need the rest.
Yes,
in between.
I need the time. Yes, yes. Please.
But it is distance away, and actually, this week Kansas City Comic Con had a pretty big announcement.
Yeah. Hodor.
Aaron, did you see who the announcement was?
I saw that it was somebody who's really important from Game of Thrones.
So did you not see it, or did you?
No, I just saw somebody like in our group share it. Like
Hodor.
Yeah.
What's Tristan or whatever his name?
Tristan something.
Thank you.
Tristan said
I'm
I think the same as Christian.
I'm impressed at how not excited you're getting right now, because if I remember correctly, once upon a time, you and I were sitting at a table maybe 50 feet away from Hodor, and you lost your goddamn mind.
Yeah, I did.
I think she wants to murder Game of Thrones at this point, though, so I think she's getting a little
bit over. Like, since I've seen Hodor, I've also seen Wash from Serenity, and I have seen Gwendolyn Christie, and I have seen...
No, you creepily stared at Gwendolyn Christie.
Yeah, I peed my pants when I saw them. All right. I stared at them from a distance, but because of that, I'm cool with Hodor now. And I already talked to Hodor, and he was going to give an interview to us, and I never got in touch with him, so it's good.
I enjoy Gwendolyn Christie. I think she does an amazing job, but of all the people you named, hers is the only real name of these people that you know?
Okay, Alan Tudyk, Gwendolyn Thank Christie, you. And that one guy from Rudy... what was his name?
Sean Astin.
Goodness gracious. Sean Astin.
You can't come up with Samwise Gamgee's name.
Sean Astin. I'm real bad with the recall memory. This is why, you know, when I meet these people, I'm ultra weird and like, hey! And it's because I can't remember their name.
I don't think that's the reason why.
The best part about that whole thing was that she came up with that guy from Rudy. He plays the main character, Rudy? You could have just said Rudy from Rudy, but no, just that guy from Rudy. It could have been John Favreau. We don't know who she's talking about. I mean, could be anybody.
Yeah.
He goes to Comic-Con International, so maybe.
Yeah. I'm really hoping...
Do you see where a lot of the big ones aren't going to be at San Diego this year?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. No? People are getting a little bit more over it, and I don't think... I mean, they'll have the panels, of course, but there's nothing right around the corner or no big announcements that just happen for DC and Marvel Cinematic Universe like there has been the past couple of years. Last year, you had Guardians of the Galaxy right after San Diego, and you had just announced, you know, so many things. Like, didn't you, I think right before that, they had just announced Thanos. They were announcing the big slate. Like, last summer, they announced the slate through 2020, so... What, I mean, not to say they were not going to do a panel and there can't be anything exciting about it, but what's huge to do there? Aaron's gone black.
No, that's one of her costumes that she's doing electronically.
Oh, is that one of the Google screens there?
That's a random button. Just shuts everyone down.
Well, I mean, like I said, Marvel's not going to be there this year. I mean, by the time that comes out, I mean...
Well, Marvel's going to be there. The rumor, like, they've released the map floor, and Marvel has a huge booth where they always do. So there was rumors that they weren't going to be there, but they are there. They do have panels. I just think they're not going to be there at the capacity of, like I said, the cinematic panels that they typically do.
Yeah.
Well, they got a lot more questions to answer about the comic universe. Like, I mean, where are they going with that? How are things going already with... Since they just went through whatever the heck it's called, they had some major event, didn't they?
Yeah, and they just announced Morales will be the Spider-Man, so Parker is being completely replaced in the comics. Of course, as Tyler will chime in here and say, you know, that's for how long, and nothing's a guarantee in the comic universe.
I'm less concerned about whether or not they change it back. I feel like the response to that from comic readers, the internet in general, is going to be very well thought out. It's going to be very calm. Collected, respectfully communicated in a way that would be a testament to people who are fans of these sorts of things.
No,
see, that's how you do sarcasm there, Iggy.
As sarcastic as he was being, though, he's considering the events that have occurred recently and stuff. I think he's actually right. Like, people aren't gonna.
No, people are losing. People are gonna lose their minds. People are gonna lose their effing minds.
So Morales will never go away. Morales is a mainstay for the Marvel universe. However, I think Peter Parker will always be around. But as of right now,
no. People don't have a problem with Miles Morales or him being a Spider-Man.
No, it's taking away Peter Parker.
No, it's not even taking away Peter Parker. It's him being the Spider-Man. And I think you're going to see some people have some well-founded arguments that they may want to share with the world about this.
I understand a lot of, and we're kind of just segueing right into it. I wanted to say the word segue since we're live and Tyler can't make me cut it out. he's mouthing something on mute, but it's fantastic. Anyways, of all the things, I know Marvel had like too many different, you know, universes going on, too many of the same characters, you know, but different people playing them, and they wanted to kind of bring that down. As Adam was pointing out, they had a big multi-universe event that had this. But the Spider-Verse has been very successful since the introduction of these many new characters, specifically just this past winter, but over, I mean, Morales was introduced a few years ago. I don't understand why they're trimming that one down, too. I would run with all those Spider-Man titles because Spider-Man sells, and it's selling across multiple characters right now on multiple titles. I mean, they've even given themselves their own series.
You make it sound like the entire Spider-Verse was well-received and... Spider-Gwen and Silk were very popular, but that's maybe two of, like, 30 crazy-ass characters that are in the Spider-Verse that people are like, literally, you gotta stop with, like, the weird animal totem nonsense Spider-Verse thing. Like, because it got a little out of hand there for a while. It got, like, X-Men-esque there for a little while.
Yeah. So, and you're also creating characters for other movie companies. I think that's their impetus, even though that's true. Spider-Man kind of back, you know, what are we just going to keep pumping these out, like, and then let Sony make all these movies? No, we're not going to do that. I think that was more of their issue with the Spider-Verse than even too many characters is, yeah, we don't want other people to have these rights.
That's true, and I mean, they've made that very clear on specifically the Fox titles, because they have even less control and less financial ties with that one. But no, it's a good point there. I think, but anyways, they will be at San Diego. I think just because, and it is, as much as we want to say the comic news and us here and many other core comic fans want to hear about that too, there is definitely the aspect that San Diego has become big about the movie side of things, the cinematic side of things, not even Marvel and DC, but across the board, other, you know, sci-fi movies, not action movies, movies that you wouldn't even consider to be like mainstream geek necessarily, have been debuting panels and trailers and all this stuff at San Diego. And I don't think you have a lot to do this year with it, as I was saying, not just on Marvel and that, but Star Wars already had, because they have their own thing. They had their thing just this last month in May where they debuted a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Ant-Man's going to be out right around that time, so you've got nothing really to that. And you've got a whole till next year before you have Captain America, which they already... you know, are trickling out things, and you don't really, with that story, with the things you're adding to it, you know, Spider-Man coming into play, things like that, you don't want to give away too much. So I just think that aspect of San Diego has lost some luster, as well as, now New York's all of a sudden, New York Comic Con's bigger. We're not dealing with the lines to the level we are San Diego. Not saying there's not lines, there's tons of people there. You're not dealing with the lines, you're not dealing with the floor is crowded, but not to this point. Reed Pop runs a really great show, and that's a reason why I think New York's more successful than San Diego. And to me, I don't know, to me, San Diego's not high on our list to get there, because what would we get done? You know, with the type of content we cover, what would we accomplish?
I don't know. I think you're selling San Diego short a little bit. But at the same time, I think the big deal is not that they don't have anything to do, and you make a valid point, they don't have anything to show. It's not so much that they're not there, it's that they have been there. I mean, that's what built San Diego Comic-Con, you know what I mean? Like, them not being there is a bigger deal in the sense of the history of it. Like, Marvel not being at San Diego Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Marvel being there over the years for other various things, so I don't know.
Agreed. I don't know. To me, I don't know, and I'm looking for an explanation, because I agree. I think Bobby kind of hinted at it. It doesn't seem to have the luster that it normally has, though, building up. And maybe it's because there are so many. We're not hearing it from the Midwest people that were around as much, because there's been so many great Midwestern conventions over the past couple years that just keep growing and popping up, and people aren't like, I need to break the bank to get all the way to San Diego when I can enjoy 100,000 people at Denver or 50,000 people at Kansas City or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not trying to sell it short. I mean, I would, if somebody said, hey, you're going to go to San Diego Comic-Con on our dime, I'm not going to tell them no, you know? Like, all right. And we do talk about it every winter. We get the email that offers us press passes, and we debate, you know, what we're going to do about it. And I just think at this point in time, I'd rather go to New York Comic-Con But then again, you know, next year maybe San Diego will have, you know, that reboot of fuel for the movie, the cinematic universe for the things to come, so.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all of that. There's, I don't know what big announcements you're going to have with, even from the comic book standpoint, Marvel and DC have already, you know, moved forward with their big universe items and stuff like that, so I'm sure there will be some, and there'll be probably some good movie stuff there too, but I don't know if it's got, I mean, I guess that's the nature of surprises, is that you don't know what's coming up, but it doesn't seem like there's anything to come up.
Truth. So, Bob, did you want to go any further with you're mentioning Kansas City Comic Con, San Diego Comic Con, as we're winding down on time here? Was there somewhere before we went on some rants, praises, rampages, whatever?
No.
Okay. Opening it up for discussion. All right, so we then are in our last, you know, 5 minutes here. I think we all oversold how many people would be chiming in. At least we have to look forward to that. I can extract this audio. And our many listeners will join us. I think we've topped at, I think we've got up to 4 once for just a brief moment. I don't want to give us too much credit there, because I'm sure one of those 4 was at least one of us. So,
telling you, I got a face for radio, you guys. I'm sorry.
All right. We do have one more comment before we move on, I guess, from San Diego Comic Con. San Diego Comic Con is also good for TV shows. The CW usually has a decent crowd with Supernatural, Arrow, and now The Flash and Heroes of Tomorrow. And that's a good point. TV shows there, but specifically Heroes of Tomorrow is debuting new, so maybe CW will have something around that.
I'm sure they'll probably have, and they'll probably Supergirl. I imagine will have something there. Some of the other stuff. And I would like to see Sci-Fi do some things, because after Sci-Fi like kind of rebranded itself, SYFY Sci-Fi, and then they've made this commitment to going back to their roots of actual science fiction shows back when the show channel was actually called Sci-Fi, you know, when they were doing things like Farscape and Battlestar Galactica and not Ghost Hunters and professional wrestling. So a couple new shows just premiered with Killjoys and Dark Matter. I haven't seen Dark Matter yet, but I watched Killjoys and it looked like a lot of fun. So I don't know what that's going to do. They've got The Expanse coming later this year based on the series of books by James S.A. Corey. I'm excited to maybe have Sci-Fi Channel showing good sci-fi shows again, you know.
Contractually, we have to be quiet about it, but, and you know, I think sci-fi could use another good reality TV show. Just saying. Go ahead, Bob.
You make it sound like they've ever had a good reality TV show.
I'm just saying.
Or that there has ever been a good reality TV show. Yeah.
I just want to point out, 3 weeks into July, you got Sharknado. Oh, hell
Mark
no.
With Mark Cuban as president, right?
Uh-huh.
He's playing president of the United States of America.
I don't know. terrible B sci-fi movies were always part of sci-fi's shtick, but at the same time, they were airing good shows like Stargate, like Farscape, you know? So I'm excited. They've had some that have gotten a little bit of buzz over the last couple of years, like Haven, Continuum. 12 Monkeys got a lot of buzz. We'll be back next year. But Defiance is in getting ready to start it, or just start its third season. That was the one that like launched with the video game that is still fairly popular.
Tie-in, yeah.
A lot of people talk about that one too.
Still. But between, I saw Killjoys, the first episode's pretty solid. I want to watch Dark Matter, and then I'm super pumped about The Expanse because the books are fantastic. So I'm curious to see what they do with it. And the trailer looks fun, so.
I was wondering if you had read them, and, you know, I figured you had, so I was waiting for going to talk about having had read them.
If anyone wants to read them, the first one's called Leviathan Wakes. The author is James S.A. Corey, which is actually a pen name for two authors, Daniel Abraham and Ty Frank, but they're on the shelf over here. I can go grab one for you if you want to borrow it.
You still owe me The Martian, Tyler, so.
I will get you The Martian. Hey, Adam, did you finish The Martian?
Of course I finished The Martian. I finished it that night.
How awesome.
It's really good. Very, very good. If you guys haven't read The Martian, Andy Weir, I'll do Tyler's pitch this time. Pick it up, read it. It's super, super good. If you've listened to us at all, you should have read it already.
Season 4 is
a quick
Martian. But that's it for season 4, guys. We're done.
Oh, no.
Aww. Season 4 is over. But, no, it's great things because we are going to take this one. Will, of course, we recorded live here, but you can catch the audio and of the video on YouTube the audio through our normal means on Friday. What is that, the 26th? It's going to be
Friday.
Shouldn't we end the season with a cliffhanger or something?
I don't know. We can. We have three massive announcements that are due out in July that we could kind of hit at if we wanted to. But I was going to point out first that season 5 will be more of this shenanigan. So we do plan to do video going forward for season 5 to where you can catch us on, of course, ProjectNerd.tv. Every Friday the video will drop. It's going to make things a little more tough for us, so that'll be a cliffhanger. We're going to be fairly unedited because we don't have time to edit the video. So,
Is that a cliffhanger, or is that like a warning?
I think it's a warning.
You know what? I actually might have just ruined our listenership for season 5. I don't know, so we'll see. But of course, season 4 was great. A lot of high points, really good season. Amazing, amazing. We cannot thank you all enough for the many amazing listeners, as weird as it says to say that while we've had 2 to 3 live viewers for this one. But we do heart you very much, as Adam's holding up a heart shape there. So for those of you that do download, stream, whatever you do on Fridays, the 2,500 or so of you each week, we can't thank you enough for making our podcast special and motivating us.
Muchas gracias.
Yes. Yes. We don't even know what to say. And we joke about it that we, there's some kind of error that our moms figured out how to hack a system that they can, you know, duplicate their IPs or something. I don't know. But we do appreciate every single one of you. Season 5 will be, we won't be broadcasting live via video most episodes. I'm sure we can do this more if we better advertise it next time. But we will be recording video and sharing it on the YouTubes. And then, of course, the audio will still be available where we normally have it. What of our three big announcements should we hint at for like a cliffhanger then, Bob? I don't know. I mean, we've kind of put Project Cosplay out there, so if somebody searches for the words Project Cosplay, you might find some evidence, but it's been mostly in friend circles. There's a big announcement related to a Colorado convention coming up this fall.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then something that we might put the brakes on a little bit, but still exciting, the possibility for us to enter into a new realm of creativity.
Oh,
that one was—that one that was really vague.
That was terrible. That was a bad tease.
That was it.
Iggy was really, really proud of that one. That one was going to be right up there with his segues.
Yeah, I like it. Anyway, so I don't know, Bob. Which one do you think?
Let's talk. How about the Colorado Con?
All right. So I think next Monday we'll have the announcement for us returning to a certain Colorado convention. That should give it away. But in the coming weeks in July, our name will be behind a rather spectacular guest that some of our friends might have run into recently.
Hint, hint.
That's something to look forward to. I'm really excited for that.
There you go. sounded very excited. Let me tell you about the excitement in your voice. It really was. Yeah.
All right.
I had chills.
Woo. Yeah. Last notes from each of you for season 4. Any last words?
No.
Everybody?
I'm
okay.
Good.
They're required now. They're required.
It was better than season 3. Hopefully season 5 will be better than season 4.
It's true. Season 3, though, the search for season 2 was pretty on point. Calm down, Adam. Calm down.
Season 5 will be bigger and better.
Bigger, and better, uncut. Louder. Uh-huh.
Also, actually, probably uncut. Yeah, that's the thing. Look at that.
So are we allowed to steal that subtitle?
No, I don't think we can.
No.
I don't think that's actually.
I don't think they have it trademarked or anything.
I'm pretty sure they do. What would it be? Okay. You know, the title of the movie and everything.
Aaron, anything you'd like to add? You never plugged yourself, you know, never said you went to a place that nobody else got to go to.
Aaron on the podcast today?
Never criticized really talented, famous actors. I mean, a little out
I
of your element.
I Aaron tonight. Talented. All I saw was this animal.
Well, no, I mean, it was a lot of fun this year. I'm glad to have hung out with you guys, you know? It was fun.
All right, folks. So we're off for 4th of July weekend.
I want some devil dogs now.
We're off.
Mustaches.
we're off for 4th of July weekend, but we'll be back on that Friday after. So let me see, the 10th? Yes, so we'll be back the 10th with the opening of Season 5. Hey, at least I remember what episode we're on.
What episode are we on?
Anyways, that's it for Season 4 of the Nerdcast, folks. We appreciate it for those of you that joined us for our live broadcast. But we will catch you next season. Goodbye, Woo! Everybody.
Goodbye.